The municipality square is the institutional heart of San Gregorio Magno. The circular square hosts the town hall, a reference point for the administrative activities of the community, and around it there are other buildings of local interest and space used for public events, celebration and cultural meeting. In the center of the square, there is the monument in memory to the fallen, a work created by Chiaramonte Gaetano. It is a complex monument made up of a high quadrangular base with marble blocks at the corner. The list of soldiers of two world wars and conflict in Spain are carved on the four faced, decorated with volutes from which depart bronze laurel garland. At the top, the base is decorated with a bronze bas relief showing on the front side, a Roman soldier sitting on with a sword in his hand and an helmet on his head, surrounded by three women, one kneeling holding a palm branch in her hands, another approaching him with a laurel crown, and the third standing holding a drape. Because the soldier, there is a male figure kneeling raising a flame. On the left corner is the Pisced Dante Alighieri, and there are six standing figures, two of which are in the center, a man and a woman, wrapped in a drape, looking at each other and holding hands. On the left corner is portrayed Giuseppe Verdi. On the last side, in the center, a female figure with her head encircled by a laurel crown and a mantle over her shoulders, rest her hands on the hilt of a sword. On the right and under its mantle is a lion and with a thick mane. To her sides a group of women, two of whom are holding laurel garland. In the corner a woman holds a gathered flag on her breast. Before the earthquake in the 1980, the municipality square was the center of the town. The main economic and institutional activities were concentrated there. The current town hall building was adapted as a primary school, while the town hall was inside the building that is currently used as a library. And on it there was a clock that is still visible and working. Elders people tell us that the time of the brigands, when some of them were captured, they were killed on their heads, were shot for a few days on poles in the municipality square, as a warning for the warm population. They also tell that a girl from a nearby village had been kidnapped and taken prisoner by the brigands during the night. While the guards fallen asleep, the girl escaped and reached the town of San Gregorio following the strokes of the town hall clock that rang every 1/4 of an hour.